offensive, really. It's horrible.
Yes, I agree. That is a very sure point. But of course, my point is that sometimes younger devotees, when they try to read these things, they become
younger
confused.
Younger devotees? Younger. No, no. Who is doing all management? You yourself?
All management, no.
Of who will enter by, who are giving mercies, who are managing that he should have a good guru, qualified guru. Who is managing? Yourself? Are this his own managing all this? You know that there are none pure devotee out of school? You think like this?
No.
So why they want to control anyone? They have to try to realize these things.
Right.
And they should try to develop their Krishna consciousness.
I agree.
They
but
should not try to drag anyone from Madhya America to control. They have no power to control any senior devotee. Just look like if anyone goes to Madhya America, it will become more humble. Jinnata, Dishi, Saro, Atisha, Amani, Manasa. I have no problem. This humble. They should not try to control Narad. They should not control Sukadeva Goswami, they go to state God. Otherwise, the devotee will fall.
So, Gurudev, that verse in Upadesha Samrita, Pranama Rupa, where Swamiji has put in the purport so
yes.
clearly, how even in the state of bondage we should hear the description.
He has written,
yes.
He has written that in bondage stages,
yes.
he should stop this
too. And it told, we are Gopi, Manjari,
and he has taken the name of Manjari, Manjari Dasa, Varam Dasa, Smarana Dasa, Bhavakam Dasa,
Sampatti Dasa.
Why he has written all this? If anyone is not in this world like this, he has written for us. Should not criticize. If there are so many rare Vaishnavas, they can do this. But the beginner should not know. Otherwise, they will decide here.
Yes. The point I'm trying to get is that somehow or another, that many of these devotees who try to read, you know, or try to understand higher topics.
No,
not
I don't.
Not even in
I don't agree with this point. They can go in there. Sahajiya are not Shuddha Vishnu.
Yes.
So then, why I could not become Sahajiya? Do you think that I am Sahajiya?
No.
Sridhar Maharaj was Sahajiya?
No. That's not my point.
Prabhupada was Sahajiya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur?
No.
So, in this world, there will none, one devotee will not be like that? Do you think?
There will not be one devotee like that?
Huh? No, you are not understanding.
Then no devotee will be so high stage.
No. They have written.
Yes.
That everyone rare will be like this. But none will be like this. This is not true.
There will never be anyone like that. That is not correct. No. There will always
but
be.
But rare devotees can be like this. I think that those, why Bhagavan Das? Why
Bhavananda?
Have so many bad things. And the left is small. And they went to worldly life. Why? What is this? Have you thought this?
Yes, offensive.
Why? No offense.
No.
So one just what offense he has done? He has told anything against Swamiji?
No.
Then what is the offense?
Against Sridhar Maharaj. I personally thought in many cases it was offenses against Sridhar Maharaj.
So then said same thing to me.
I don't agree with that.
But I am. I'm passing.
He is not in agreement with the offenses that they are doing to you. He feels very badly that these offenses are being committed.
Some are telling his idea, some he's telling so, that. What? You must not come. I think this is not right. If they have developed their own in Krishna consciousness, they have done something for crossing the level of understanding. And if they have not done all of that. So this is the real thing, that they have never tried for going up. They thought that this body is like, and this is enough.
Yes.
And that is why they could not give up their enough. If anyone had some taste in developing purpose, then they will not push, they will not end it. But if they are not increasing their mood of bhakti to rupee, then they are fine. If rupee comes, then they will not offend any person. They will try always to develop their Krishna. Swami, we have no time to criticize anything.
He was always absorbed in service and thinking of Krishna.
I know more than you or any ISKCON leader. I have suffered from so long period. I think myself fortunate to be all the associates of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, and Srila Prabhupada.
May I ask another question? Do you think it is a problem in this kind we most of the
I have never thought any. I only know that some persons in this school are they are like that is why some are criticizing me. But I always try to think the qualities in the devotees of this school. And I always used to honor that. I never criticize. In a topic I am telling all this to you, but never I have thought like I have always honored God. From anyone, I want to take their qualities and nothing to do with their disqualities. Whether they might have no.
Even though on Srila Maharaj's first tour, there was some attempt from certain GDC persons to actually stop the arrangements which had been made in various locations like Houston and Los Angeles to call ahead and have those people cancel their sponsorship where he was going to stay. And so many things along the way they did like this, but at the very end of the tour he wanted to convey his blessings, his heartily blessings, that's the title of that paper that Budhara wrote. And he told Budhara, please tell them that I feel nothing. No, I'm not feeling anything ill against them. So always his heart was trying to help, always.
I never thought of all these things. Like a mother, she does not take any trouble of me. You are like my god brothers who are initiated by me. I see that you are chanting to me. You still can't make any offense.
I don't know if this question would be for you or maybe better for some of your secretaries.
What?
I don't know if this question.
He wants to ask another question, but he's wondering. Go ahead.
For you, anyway, the question is that many people, many of the ISKCON leaders feel that some of your followers are acting in such a way that it creates a disturbance. Some of the closer people that may be around you in different places.
I think it is. I am not close to anyone, and anyone is not close. According to my knowledge.
Maybe.
They are all, it is taken on me. You have come here, my, there are so many disciples. Have you criticized me?
No.
They criticized Swamiji?
No.
I've never heard, and I've respected, I've had other them to always honor anybody. Whether he is of his form or out of his form, anyone.
Quite many times, Srila Maharaj has instructed the whole group of devotees who have been with him traveling and the whole audience, like when he was in Badger recently, at the very end of his whole stay. He was expressing, no one should criticize any ISKCON, no one should speak ill against anyone.
What do we call
any Vaishnava?
You can see, Bhagavan Das was. Bhagavan Das and Krishnananda, I know personally them, very personally.
Yes.
Swamiji had not told them to criticize any Vaishnava and do any offense to his God. Why they did so? Is Swamiji responsible for that?
No.
Then why you are telling that? If anyone is not having my word following, and if anyone can do any offense, I'm not responsible for it. I told all to be good.
Understand this point?
You can believe me. Yeah.
Just like Bhagavan or Kirtananda, when they do anything,
you told just now that Bhagavananda Das
is
no offense to Lota Siddhar Maharaj.
But I think that
if anyone doing offense, what Guru can do? Guru is not responsible. But third class Bhagavad Guru are also responsible by that. But I think that any Madhyama Adhikari who is no human thought, he cannot tell his disciples to do that. If he is doing, then he is not a devotee at all.
I thought, especially since there's been some. I felt that, especially since there has been some disagreement or some bad feelings, which I don't think are coming from you, but maybe some.
It is coming from his home.
Only his home.
Yes, I know. Not his home, but third class bhogas who have entered in his home. They are making these rumors and all these. Swamiji has told that all the sannyasis and all the brahmacharis who are doing what is of happiness and arguing, they should be married. Swamiji has told anywhere like this.
That they should all be married?
They should give up sannyas and they should
go into married life.
And all the brahmacharis worshipping in temples like Vrindavan, Bombay and here and there. They should again marry and again give up them and again marry. Why they are doing? Why? So if one is responsible for that, do you think?
No.
Then if anyone doing any nonsense thing, all gurus are not responsible. They are responsible to them. So this can you can ask from ISKCON leaders why they are doing and doing. Why they are not honoring their Gurudev? Why they are not following their Gurudev? Why? These questions should be asked to them, not to you. I have not done so many shishyas, very little. I know that they cannot do any offense to any school. But I know that Chekhov could not invite me last year, but last year. And Swamiji,
how far did you plan to take up the home in Dhamma?
I thought that I should go. If Namantra needs me,
invitation
is not. Yet he is my Shikshadi. That cost so much. And I have given this Samadhi. So in Samadhi temple, I should go and talk. But they wrote a letter that is just over the Why this? Swamiji has told like this. They are calling Swamiji. Why they are doing so? You should question all these things is for leaders. They are making all these things. I have not done anything. Anyone cannot tell anything against me that I have dishonored Swamiji or anything. I wanted to glorify him so much. And from that any thing they made it twisted and told that he is
saying that Swamiji, that Prabhupada is the servant only of Mahavishnu and not of Radha and Krishna. It was misconstrued completely. And then broadcast all over the world. That,
at that time, Samal Krishna Swami and all
they were there.
They were so much pleased to hear.
And cassette was still there.
Yes.
We all have and they have.
So
also.
Happy
yes.
that he is glorified of Swami. That he has come in the line of the
Mahaprabhu.
It's like this Krishna ocean of rasa.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, same thing he was saying in that lecture that he's speaking of. This was 3 years ago on Prabhupada's Vishwarup Mahotsav day, you know, when everyone comes there to celebrate our Prabhupada taking sannyas.
Right.
And in that lecture, Giriraj Swami was still there and he glorified in this he glorified our Prabhupada in the same way that in this Krishna ocean of rasa lecture. But it was misunderstood, and actually even the dictation of it, the transcription of it, was wrong. And they said that he was saying, that Srila Raimara was saying, that Swamiji, or Prabhupada, is only a servant of Mahavishnu, not of Radha and Krishna. And this went out all over the world.
All this has been told in all his own. I have heard that they used to tell that Swamiji is worthy of Sakkara.
I oppose it.
Why? He is in Raghunath, Rupa Swami, Raghunath, Goswami. His Madhura and all rasa are there. So Swamiji has all kinds of rasa. He can give also Madhura. He is not only a Sakshara. I am the first person to come. I got glorified in so many ways. So, I think there is one fear. And that fear is that if anyone hears Narayan Narayan, they will have some honor for Narayan Narayan. And thus, they are thinking that we are going to be less. Quite false. I told Kamal Krishna, Jirat Swami, Sivaram and others that if you are trying going to stand on me and control me, that anyone should not come. And if anyone coming to Narayan Maharaj, they will keep out from his home. That it will be very bad for Then, if anyone coming from his home and his home has kicked, then I will have to give shelter.
Mm.
I cannot.
Yes, you cannot turn them away.
Then it is a very big process. After that, I have done not a single disciple in Gauriya Committee or anywhere else. But when they banned and did so many things, then I began to prove, they began to take me everywhere, and very little I did. Still now I have nothing to do with any disciple. I don't want to make any decision. But they have done found that we are getting them out of his home. Then what should I do? They have come to meet me. But I told my all persons, those who went to me, to have been initiated to me. I told all those who is going to be in Samadhi. I sent so many. There are so many examples, more than 100.
For many, many years.
Yes.
Always telling.
I heard that.
Yes.
Then why is that? If they have been honoring both to us, very simple to us, and in lovely
terms.
I think that there was no trouble.
No problem.
Yes.
So one point you were making before when we were talking,
mm-hmm.
Maharaj was mentioning that he feels, and some of the ISKCON leaders feel, that what you were instructing, the subject matter that you were instructing to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhurijan, Vidyaraj Swami, was maybe too high. They were not qualified to hear that subject matter of the Vilakusha Manjali and others.
I'm only thinking how to have Krishna. I depend on him myself. That I should do chanting, remembering hope, like Shankhata Lokanam Karmati. Live hope, you know? Shankhata Lokanam Karmati.
Kanabasam, Kutu,
Nidraha. I cannot follow. So I'm always. So I have no time to think about it. I have come to the permission to glorify Swami and to preach his gospel. I have never in my any class criticized any school leader or devotee or anything. Never.
It's because some of us have heard that, and you said that we're all third class, and
it is bogus. It is only bogus. I guess. I am honored. I have to spend prasad and meet Tamal Krishna and all devotees twice a day. I am the first person to take water from their hands and prasadam. Any Indian, any group of old devotees has not ever taken. But I am the first person. I have to. We have taken in one sitting in Tamal Krishna and all of us.
Right.
All of them. Devotees can be in Sutra, in prayer. How a man can tell that anyone cannot come with good devotees from his home? Anyhow, not authority to tell like this. Devotees can come from Daitya,
demons,
like Prahlad Maharaj, from monkeys, Hanuman, and all of them.
From giant Bhishan.
Yes. From Sabari, from all of them. Why a man comes? Devotees can come from the India. I think. So, these are on only called. I request you not to be depend on hope. I told this phone leader that if you have anything to ask me, you can directly come to me. I have not meant that you should not come. My door is always open for all.
But that is why I wanted to come. That is why
I
wanted to
come.
It is okay, but if they will know that you are meeting and coming, they will also keep out from
you. No, they already know. I already said.
In San Francisco, one Bahara.
Hari Vilas.
Mahavishnu
asked me. Mahavishnu.
He wanted to come to me and he asked order from
Badrinara.
All were okay, but Badrinara told that it is difficult. If you go, then you will have to go out there.
So there's double standard. Like you're, they're saying no problem for you to come and have discussion, but for others, then they're banning.
I know most of the ISKCON devotees want to meet him. But give it the order. because they have met me before. They know my heart and
always before Srila Maharaj arrives in a particular location, like Malaysia, Bali, Australia, they're having big meetings. GBC flies in and tells all devotees it is completely against Prabhupada to go and hear from him. If you go in here, then you'll be banned. And when he was in Australia, like one devotee, for example, 20 years he was with the Jari there. His name is Paramahansa Das, a disciple of Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And he came to here, and
only
he was kicked out.
Yeah.
Kicked out from his position. And this is one example, many examples.
Even there was one lady who had a child, a very small boy, 8 years.
Mm.
He took some Harinam initiation. And
no, the only person I get this.
Yes.
Mm.
And then he was refused to go to Gurukul in Australia. He was the boy was kicked out of Gurukul, innocent young boy.
Anyway, we'll bring many of these points up, and also I was mentioning to Rukram Prabhu that...
You know him?
Yes, I met him before.
Briefly, we met before.
Yeah, a little short time
in
Los Angeles. So I will. I would like to, if you were willing, to have try to get some commission of senior devotees to discuss doubts and try to come to
the thing is that I have no problem, so I don't want to discuss. But if they have to discuss something, they can easily come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no problem, no grievance, no nothing. Problem.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, nothing. So if they have any doubt, if they have some problem, they can meet me easily. My door will be always open. But I have no grievance, nothing to tell about them.
I think perhaps because Hari Vilas Prabhu, he's also going to be in contact with Gopal Vrindapal, and they're going to have further discussion about further communications with the GBC, and especially forming a small body or commission, you know, to specifically come and associate and ask questions.
When we were in Mayapur, Dear Krishna Maharaj and Bhakti Chaitra Swami, they were also quite interested to
I was also there. I just had to leave. I had to leave early. But I was also there. I was also interested in doing something.
Mm.
But I had to leave the same day Gopal Vrindapal was coming. So I wasn't included. So I want to thank you very much for taking your valuable time to deal with such a lovely person as myself. But I appreciate it very much. And I certainly
don't appreciate me. Otherwise, all the phone leaders will be
able to be in problem.
Tell that, oh, I went to Maramaya, oh, he's not me.
I don't.
And then all the
glorified
are on me.
It is not that bad. No.
I'm giving my opinion.
Yes.
If you want to be happy in this phone, then criticize me. Otherwise, they will be gone.
No. It is not that bad. Maybe there has been some bad experiences. I know many senior devotees who simply have doubts, but they're not thinking in that way. But they have doubts because they hear, you hear so many things.
If you are
but there are
no response to me, then you could not come before and tell them, I have come before.
We did.
I got to go there and to see deities and to
first,
have some power.
First day I arrived, that's what
time.
I said.
Yeah.
I said immediately to the local sannyasi. And he also said to me,
why they don't tell me? I was eager to go, but I don't want to make any
no,
problem for this. That is why I am not going. I was ready to go at once there.
Mm. Oh.
But
we just wanted
if
to...
If you had no
official
problem,
advice.
Then I can go at once without any invitation.
Okay, then please go. We want you to go.
But I think that there should be no problem.
Really?
For you, not for me. I'm not worry for my problem. There will be no problem. If you will tell that you should don't enter in the temple, come there, I will.
there would be no such thing.
If us in England and
somewhere. Yes, yes, so many problems.
No, I never agreed with this point. I always thought that even if someone does not agree with some point, a Vaishnava has to always be received, no matter what your feelings are. Vaishnava must be received and given a chance to speak about it.
Before Srila Maharaj's first tour, I was organizing on the west coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to speak with Virabhava Prabhu. And I wanted to inform him that Narayan Maharaj is coming now. So do you want to host him in any way, or do you want to invite him like this? And then he explained at that time that this is a very, very touchy issue. I'm going to have to speak with the GDC, and I'll be on the internet. And I kept waiting week after week after week for him to inform me. And then in the end, there was no further contact, and that was when they wrote the GDC paper again. So all of these things are going on. And there has to be a rectification of that, because
definitely.
It's gone so far.
No,
I went to Los Angeles with my sister. They never invited me. I told that I will must go there, because Swamiji, a lot of seed is there, dust is there, so anyone has not right to it. So I went. They told that you should not come this time.
Yes.
All are coming in his Guru Puja. Why I should not go? I went to there.
They specifically asked him not to come that time. And in Australia, they also wrote letters and said, please do not come to the temple.
At this point, I could never agree. Unless someone is a Vaishnava, then you can maybe say.
That
but even if so many Vaishnavas come to the temple, how can you? Thank you very much.
Thank you also for coming here.
Thank you.
Don't take any juice.
No, I don't think I
sold any horse.
No, there's nothing. I think that you would have every reason to be harsh, but because of your Vaishnava quality, no. Even then you're not feeling that yet. Thank you very much.
If you want to come tomorrow or in the
just like me, you have all day.
Karen?
দেখো যে যাবে কিছু আছে কি এবার পূর্বের মতো নির্মল আছে তারপরে